So it was that on the Tuesday after the announcement of the new light rail line to Smelt, he requested a personal one-on-one interview with the mayor. No one thought he'd receive it. Our mayor, as everyone well knows by now, is not a friend of the media. He prefers to speak to constituents directly, over the public address system on the subway, or via sky-written aphorisms, or in person, descending upon the backyard barbecues, garage sales, and weddings of leading citizens for impromptu moments of bonhomie. He does not grant many interviews. But he made an exception for Stan. The interview was scheduled for 12:05 p.m. and expected to last 15 minutes. The subject was to be a retrospective of the mayor's first 100 days in office. The mayor's office was suspicious, for they had a sense that Stan was up to something. So the mayor didn't face Stan alone. His second-floor office was crowded with his press secretary, his deputy mayor, and his cousin in the transportation department, who had taken a lunch break from road repair to see what Stan Bollixer truly wanted. Stan was not dissuaded. He smiled, sat down across the desk from the mayor, and reached into his pocket as if to produce a digital voice recorder. There was no recorder. "This can be off the record," he said, as he flipped open his butterfly knife, turned it so it gleamed in the noonday light, and with a sudden, savage plunge, drove its point deep into the mahogany top of the mayor's desk.